From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A renewed Syrian truce could be announced within hours. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Tuesday that a ceasefire could be announced very soon to halt fighting between rebels and government forces in Aleppo, Syria, even as new clashes left at least 14 dead. The Russian diplomat met in Moscow with United Nations envoy Stefan de Mistura, emerging to tell reporters he was hopeful that a truce could be agreed in the nearest future, even in the coming hours. Mistura said moribund Syrian peace talks could be resumed if fighting could be stopped at Aleppo, Syria's largest city and commercial hub, where some neighborhoods have been left in rubble.
Now, the feeling and the hope that we will be able to, in a way, re-implement and reinvigorate and relaunch the cessation of hostilities is crucial.
Clashes, however, raged in the northern Syrian city, with state television saying dozens of people have been killed by at least 65 rebel rocket attacks on government-held neighborhoods. One rocket hit a maternity hospital, killing three people. Other attacks killed at least 11. A U.S. Navy SEAL has been killed by enemy fire during an Islamic State attack on a Kurdish Peshmerga position in northern Iraq. That according to a defense official who spoke with VOA. Pentagon Press Secretary Peter Cook said the service member was advising and assisting Peshmerga forces north of the city of Mosul when they came under attack. It is the third U.S. combat death in Iraq since the U.S.-led coalition began its campaign against Islamic State in 2014. The latest fatality was initially announced in Germany by Defense Secretary Ash Carter. This is VOA News. Islamic State militants attacked Kurdish Peshmerga forces on multiple fronts in northern Iraq Tuesday, breaching their defenses and briefly taking over a town. Since the United States intervened to blunt Islamic State's advance on Erbil in August 2014, the Peshmerga have driven the militants back in the north. Rescue workers in Nairobi, Kenya, have pulled a one-year-old girl out of the rubble of a building that collapsed Friday. The Kenyan Red Cross reported the rescue Tuesday, saying the girl was taken to a local hospital with dehydration but no sign of physical injury. Rescuers said there was little hope of finding anyone else alive in the ruins of the building in the Haruma neighborhood, but the discovery of the baby has given some hope to those awaiting word of their missing loved ones. At least 21 people were killed. 135 have been rescued from the apartment building. Dozens are still missing. The owner of the six-story residential building was arrested on Monday. Pirates have long prowled the waters of West Africa's Gulf of Guinea. A new report out says regional navies have improved their ability to respond to high seas robberies, but pirates are changing tactics, abducting sailors, holding them for ransom. Chris Stein has more from Nigeria.
In its annual security report, anti-piracy group Oceans Beyond Piracy says pirates in the Gulf are increasingly taking hostages. The lead author of the report, Matthew Walje, says hostages are often taken to Nigeria's restive Niger Delta region and held there until ransom is paid. That is a change from years past, when pirates preferred to rob ships of their cargo and fuel. Walje says one reason for the shift is that taking cargo is time-consuming, and regional navies have improved their ability to respond to ship hijackings.
The time that it takes means that it's more likely to be interdicted, which then reduces the possibility of success.
Last year, 23 people were killed in incidences of piracy in the Gulf of Guinea. Chris Stein for VOA News, Lagos.
Singapore has detained 8 Bangladeshi workers on suspicion of planning attacks linked to the Islamic State group in their home country. That from Singapore's Ministry of Home Affairs, which says the 8 construction and marine workers were detained last month for allegedly being members of the group Islamic State in Bangladesh and are currently under investigation. Said they were arrested under the city-state's Internal Security Act, which allows for detention without trial in cases where public safety is threatened. The ministry said the suspects had intended to join the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria as foreign fighters, but discovered that it would be difficult to make their way there. The group then focused on returning to Bangladesh, where at least 2 more members are believed to be based, it said. More at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.